Welcome to Osteocast, where we talk all things osteopathy, functional anatomy, and movement. With your hosts, myself, Colby Brokel,
Amanda Boysen,
and Sarah Pucal.
Hello, and welcome back to Osteocast. This morning, we have myself, Amanda, Colby, and Sarah here.
Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Now, we always say good morning because we are recording fairly early in the morning, but normally when we release our podcast, it's at night. So bear with us while we adjust. So today's podcast topic is going to be all about digestion. So in previous podcasts, we've talked about digestion in general, but today we're going to focus more on the detox standpoint of digestion and why it's so important for your body to be working properly, that your digestion and elimination are kind of on point. So we're going to work through kind of what it looks like from an intake perspective, questions we ask clients, and then kind of work through why this is so important. So to start us off, when a patient comes in for their initial appointment, we've always had them fill out an intake form, but in general, when thinking about digestion and elimination, kind of the things that we're looking at in general are, do you have good digestion and elimination? How frequently are you able to use the bathroom or pass a solid bowel movement? We want to make sure there's no constipation or diarrhea, so we will ask about those things, and that there's no blood or mucus in the stool. So those are some things in terms of elimination that we might be curious about. But other things that we might be curious about in terms of digestion specifically is, do you get cramping or bloating when you've eaten food? Are you gassy? Do you have acid reflux? Or is there any type of nausea with eating? So those would be some common questions that I would start with. Do you guys have anything to add to those, to that list?
I'll sometimes ask if they feel like their stomach right after eating, if they feel like their food hasn't gone down, so it feels like their stomach is sitting high. That seems to be a common complaint that comes in, just feeling really full really quickly and not just having kind of almost an upper bloated feeling versus a lower belly bloated feeling.
Right on.
Otherwise, I think you covered them all.
I find it's always like an expansive conversation. So what I mean by that is it expands as you go. So we start by like, how is your digestion? And then there's a couple follow-up questions to go with that we've already kind of talked about. And depending on the feedback that you get in that intake, it develops further and further down the road, depending on if it's as Sarah was just saying, more of a stomach issue, or it's more of an intestine or colon issue or liver, or depending on the conversation that's had. If they have trouble, you know, digesting fatty foods, then you go down more so the liver and gallbladder and see what's going on there. So the conversation is guided by the feedback that the patient gets, of course. But Sarah and Amanda covered the majority of the questions that you would definitely ask and start with. And then you can always build off of that based on the client. But what we're looking for is, we're not looking to develop a medical diagnosis on what the symptoms add up and mean. But what we're looking for is how each of the symptoms that the patient has in regards to digestion relate to one another and what they lead to structurally and functionally for the body. And then we can compare those symptoms that have been shared with us to the assessment that we do on the table. And then you can see, hey, this may be caused by this or this or this. How can we help the body so that these symptoms may lower, or so that the digestive tract functions at a higher level so these systems don't exist anymore? So it's important to relate it back to how the body's moving and looking, but also making sure you have a solid intake form or a solid intake conversation to get all the information you need.
Exactly. And I think from our perspective, this is pretty well known, but from the average individual who doesn't know much about the gastrointestinal system is that it actually starts, or digestion will start, in your mouth, right? So your saliva being released is really the first stage of digestion beginning. So when we're asking these expansive questions, as Colby says, this is a huge part of that. So if you're not able to start chewing your food and have saliva released, that might be part of the reason that you get an upset stomach. So those conversations that we're having and those questions that we're asking aren't just about whether your stomach and your elimination is working, but basically trying to gain more information about how the system as a whole is functioning so that we can figure out why that might be there. So in terms of talking about the detoxification side of things, why, from your perspective, why is it so important that we're able to digest and eliminate food as part of the healing process? Why is this a big indicator for us as osteopaths as to the health of the patient?
So digestion is so important because that is what nourishes the blood, which then nourishes the nerves and provides healthy function in the body. So everything works together, but we do need good, healthy digestion where nutrients are being absorbed and processed properly in order for there to be healthy tissue, healthy blood supply, healthy nerve supply to that area. So that would be kind of a global why it's so important and why, you know, why do you care? Like, I came here for a sore neck. Why does my digestion matter?
Well, yeah, and digestion has two sides, right? Like, obviously the one side is the digestion, absorption, and assimilation of nutrients and fluids and other things that are coming into the body. But its other job is to release and pass some of the waste products back into it to get those out of the body. Whether we're talking about purely the digestive tract or the action of the kidneys as well. But that's also part of our body getting rid of some waste products and buffering different things like different levels of acid and stuff off to get rid of that as well. So when we look at it as a detoxifying center, it's like between it and the skin and our lungs, those are the three main things that are excreting stuff from the body. And obviously when we have things inside the body doesn't want, it wants to get rid of them. So one major thing for digestion is obviously the absorption and assimilation of proteins and nutrients and water so that the body can function and heal itself and develop new tissue, but also is getting rid of some of those waste products so that that doesn't build up in the body and cause other issues.
Well, and just to speak to the buildup specifically, if there is a buildup of those products, then it just slows the whole system down. So you're not able to move fluid as well. You're not able to get that stuff out so that new toxins or new chemical reactions can happen and new waste products can be made. So we're literally backing up the whole system.
Yeah.
If that doesn't happen.
Well, and as we say waste product, like the excrement itself, like the poop itself, if that gets backed up or if that causes, if it slows down or it's not moving properly, you're going to have other levels of inflammation because the body will start to be irritated by that being in somewhere in the digestive tract. And that will cause further waste product buildup because the body will essentially treat it like an immune response and try and fight against it. And that can cause all kinds of other backups and fluid issues, which down the road can become something chronic or can just be something acute at the time. But the goal of the digestive tract is to get the good stuff out of the food and get the bad stuff out of the butt.
That should be a bumper sticker.
You got it. Yeah, as far as the like detoxification goes for it, it's really just about getting those products out of the body so that the body doesn't have to store them or doesn't have to try and defend itself from those things. The other thing that's interesting to consider about the digestive tract that I know we didn't mention yet, but is that even though we see it as inside our body, it's actually all outside of the body. It's basically a tube from your mouth to your butt that is considered to be outside of the body. Even though it's all internal, it's one big tube from top to bottom that extends from it. So it's not actually considered to be part of the inside of the body. It's considered to be an outside piece, which is why there's all kinds of other things that help us. Like, I'm sure you've heard of gut flora or your bacteria in the gut. All those other things are there and exist because it's an external tube not internal. And that's why if you ever have anything like sepsis or ruptures, it becomes really bad because there's a lot of bacteria and flora that helps us digest and move food along, that if it gets to the inside of the body, like inside the skin, then that can cause all kinds of issues.
Well, and in just saying that too, you can start to understand how complex that whole system is, because we now have to transfer all of those nutrients across boundaries and then bring that stuff, bring the waste back, and then to cross those boundaries again. So it's a chain reaction. So if one part is off, then the next part of the chain is either delayed or knocked on, essentially. So it just makes us understand how much more complex the digestive system can be. And I know we're giving you kind of a brief overview of how we think about that from a patient perspective. But there's so much more to each stage and each step and what's released and how it happens. But a lot of that control is coming from different areas in the body as well. So the vagus nerve can be a huge part of that and is a big part of that. But let's bring this back to patient-centered discussion. So let's just say someone comes into the clinic and they have some sort of digestive changes. So when you've done your initial intake, they have seen some, they are telling you that there are some changes in their digestive tract and how it works. So it's maybe not running smoothly, or they're not able to go to the bathroom, or their stools are loose, or they're constipated. Is there certain things that you're looking for, not necessarily from a on the table perspective, but from a over time perspective, or maybe a timeline of when that stuff should start to change? Obviously, it's going to depend on the patient, but
yeah, it's going to depend on, I guess, the health of the patient when they come into the office. Lifestyle, right? We've talked about many times, is a big impact as well, just because our time together on the table is so short in comparison to lifestyle and daily choices that are made. But, you know, with, let's say, doing kind of once a week treatment for 5 weeks, you would expect to see some good changes with elimination improving, right? Drainage precedes supply. So making sure there is good, seeing that drainage change, patient might notice changes in improved energy or even more mobility or less achy. All those factors are causes of the body just not working to its ultimate capacity and there being too much fluid or just not clean as it should be through the environment. But again, it would depend on the person too. I don't know if, Colby, do you have a general rule you follow?
I do not at all when it comes to almost anything. But with digestion in particular, it completely depends on the severity of the body and what it requires to do so. Like in some cases, you have a patient who it'll be an issue because of a parasympathetic or sympathetic level of imbalance between the two, and correcting that or working through the body to get that to balance out. And there's an immediate response in the digestive tract. So in just a couple of treatments, they're doing much better. And in other people, something's been going on for a really long time and they may have chronic change to the stomach's ability to secrete stomach acid or the ability to buffer that stomach acid once it comes into the intestine or other things. And when it gets to that level, then not only do you have to restore blood flow and circulation, neurological control to digestive tract, but then it requires a period of time to basically do a renovation on its own cells and secretory cells and whatnot. So sometimes it could be a months long process, not just a couple of days or a couple of weeks. Just it's all dependent on the patient, as Amanda said, and it's hard to say like this is what I'm looking for, because it depends on that health history, like we talked about in the questions that you ask. And you know, if someone's had digestive issues since they were 9 years old, it's going to be a different process if they can fully recover or if they can recover than someone who's had constipation for a week for the first time in their life.
For sure. I think from an overall like self-regulating and self-healing process, when we talk to patients about like expectations of treatment, I think setting those expectations of if any of this changes, like if this is what we're looking at is the digestive tract and those, that's where their problem comes from. You just want to be upfront with them that you want to know any and all changes that happen. Because sometimes they might not feel like they're getting better, but they might be starting to regulate their bowel movements and they may be consistent. And that to us is a good change in treatment. So I think when we talk to patients, it's just important to set expectations, to keep open lines of communication about what's going on so that we can better treat the patient. And also a lot of the time I have conversations with clients and I'm like, oh, that's such a great change. And they don't feel that that's a change, or they might not have thought to have mentioned it if I hadn't have prompted or asked the question. So
for sure.
Well, and we all know that physiology takes longer to change too. So
for sure.
We just have to give that time. And again, kind of what we hone in on is education. So just explaining to the patient, you know, here's what the body has to go through. Everyone responds a little differently. You know, we'll keep assessing together when we see each other, how your body's doing, how are you feeling, are we getting changes? And sometimes if the body's quite unhealthy, then you almost have to go in slowly with treatment too, because you don't want to put too many changes on the body at one time, because that could come off for the patient quite extreme, right? If they're someone who's constipated and all of a sudden they have to use the bathroom a lot, or maybe the opposite, they just generally have poor digestion and a lot of toxins in their body. So as the drainage pathways open up, they tend to have to go to the bathroom a lot more as the body's trying to detox. So, but digestion is very cool, and there's so many aspects to think about and so many different ways it can be related to what's happening with the full lesion pattern. And have you guys noticed a relation with joint inflammation and digestion per se with specific cases?
Yeah, of course. I've seen, and not even just with joint inflammation, but because digestion is what supplies the body with its nutrients and stuff, I see it with all kinds of changes in function, whether it's skin health or headaches or joint issues, all those things. Because if the body is, one, not getting the nutrients it needs or the hydration it needs, then you'll have trouble elsewhere because the body can't keep up and heal itself. And the other thing too is if digestion is troublesome and the body's fighting off whatever's going on in the digestive tract with like an immune response, it lowers the body's immune response in other areas and can create other problems, whether that's the joints or health or breathing patterns or skin health, etc. So the digestion is really, I mean, it, to me, it's one of the main functions of the body that needs to be working properly. Obviously, you need to have good range of motion and movement patterns, but breathing and digestion are two of the, obviously, the biggest functions of the body, and they need to be doing the best that they can to keep things running as efficiently as they can.
Well, we didn't even touch on the gut-brain axis as well. So just the relation of your brain working properly and having a clear mind and not having what they call foggy brain is coming from having a good working digestive system. So it's not only just a, we need to make sure you're going to the bathroom because that's important. There's every organ, like Colby just mentioned, is affected by digestion and how the body is functioning as a whole.
Yeah, there's a ton involved.
A ton.
Well, and just to jump on that, the other thing that we haven't talked about is that these are all functions of a normally functioning digestive system. So we have patients all the time that come into the clinic that might have been diagnosed with something by their medical practitioner or might have some sort of an irregularity in how their digestive system works. And it doesn't mean that we can't work with those individuals, but we're looking then to find the health in the tissue and find exactly the best working possible scenario for those people.
Yeah. And I must also say, when you mention that, Mandy, sometimes I think people are diagnosed with things early on in life and then they just fully accept that diagnosis and they're just like, I'm always going to have whatever that diagnosis may be, and they don't believe that things can change. But if the body's supported correctly and there's good nutrition and good digestion and good exercise, anything in the body can change, right? So I often suggest
the body patients, can adapt.
I often suggest patients that have diagnoses and they've had them for a very long time, whether they're seeing us and or referring them to a naturopath and other things, because there are lots that can be done to improve those symptoms. But I find that a lot of people get a diagnosis and they really just accept it for what it is. And they just say, hey, I'm going to have trouble with this for my whole life, where there's a lot that can be improved, depending on the patient, of course, but there's a lot that can be improved. So I always, between osteopathic treatment and or referring to a naturopath or a dietitian or other things, there's always things that can be improved in digestion, whether it's from treatment or whether it's from the foods being chosen or rebuilding a proper gut flora or whatever it may be.
For sure.
I think it's important, so important for anybody listening, if you have digestive diagnoses, don't just give up on it and follow up with your physician or a naturopath or other people, other professions, to go over what can be done to potentially improve that.
So important. Well, I think we've covered lots for the podcast today, and that gave us a good discussion around digestion and elimination and detoxification of the body. Obviously, we can't cover every and all topics related to this, but that can be saved for future podcasts. So if you have any questions or comments about the podcast, we'd love to hear them. You can reach out to us at osteocast_ on Instagram or at osteocast on Facebook. And you can leave us a rating or review on your favorite streaming platforms so that we can reach more people in the future. Thank you so much for listening today, and looking forward to chatting with you soon.
Woohoo. Sounds great. Bye, guys.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good one.